Chapter 4. On the sign in front of Bear Creek United Christian Church is a hospital for sinners, not a museum for saints. Out at the farm that evening, I asked Mady, "How come you don't make Daddy buy a dishwasher?" She gave the glass she was drying a critical squint and then slid it back into the hot, soapy water for me to rewash. "I don't need no dishwasher," she said. "Not for the few little dishes Mr. Kezzy messes up." "Oh, come on, Mady. Daddy's not the only person you cook for, and you know it. Some of the boys or their kids are over here almost every day." "For dinner, maybe," she agreed, referring to the midday meal. "But not for supper. You and Mr. Reed, y'all the first in nearly a month, and most times, if it's some of the family, the women folks shoo me out and clean up the kitchen theirselves." "They better," I said. Not that Mady's any Aunt Jemima who'd let them take advantage of her. She knows perfectly well how hard it'd be to find somebody to fill her shoes should she decide to leave, which, God willing, won't happen any time soon. She came to the farm more than 30 years ago, a shy and lanky teenager Mother had hired to help out temporarily, while the woman I called Aunt Essie was up in Philadelphia helping her first grandchild get born. Aunt Essie found a widowed policeman up there, and Mady found Cletus Holt right here, and both women settled where they landed. Aunt Essie was a generation older than Mother, and died a few years after she did, but Mady's only got about 15 years on me. She got over being shy about the third day, and time has amply padded her once lanky frame till she's an imposing figure. But she won't sit if there's work to be done, and her hands are never empty and idle. I rinsed the glass and stood it in the drain rack, and this time it passed her inspection. Daddy'd asked me to drive him home from court, and once Reed heard that Mady was making stuffed peppers...